This is Matt Colby with the Magnify Him Together podcast. This is episode number 18, and today we're going to talk about apathy. Vanity of vanities, says the preacher, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. That was Ecclesiastes chapter 1 and verse 2. We don't know who wrote the book of Ecclesiastes, but many people believe that it was King Solomon, because verse 1 of Ecclesiastes 1 says that he is the son of David, king in Jerusalem. But throughout the book, the writer is simply referred to as the preacher, which is the word koheleth in the Hebrew. Whether or not Solomon actually wrote it, I think one thing that we can know for certain is that it was intended to be written from the point of view of King Solomon. King Solomon, the son of David, who ruled over the nation of Israel during a time of prosperity like the nation had never seen before. And the first 11 verses of chapter 1 are written a little bit differently than the rest of the book, except for in a couple of other places. They're written in the third person rather than the first person, almost as if somebody else wrote a prologue to this book. And then in verse 12 of Ecclesiastes chapter 1, the preacher takes over. And in those opening verses of Ecclesiastes, we're given an introduction that talks about how the preacher, who we believe was King Solomon, found that after he had experienced all of the things that life had to offer, he realized that everything is empty. There's no meaning in any of it. If we look forward to verse 8 of Ecclesiastes chapter 1, it says, "All things are full of weariness. A man cannot utter it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. What has been is what will be, and what has been done is what will be done, and there is nothing new left under the sun. Is there a thing of which it is said, 'See, this is new'? It has been already in the ages before us. There is no remembrance of former things, nor will there be any remembrance of later things yet to be among those who come after." You see, what this great and powerful king had come to realize was that there was nothing that he could do that was of any significance. Everything had been done before. Nothing new could be done. And perhaps he was starting to come to feel that maybe he shouldn't bother doing anything at all. And in the first 11 verses of Ecclesiastes chapter 2, the preacher explains how he had gotten to this mental state. He says that he had indulged himself in all of the things that the world could offer, afforded him by his great wealth and power. And finally, in verse 11 of Ecclesiastes chapter 2, he says, "Then I considered all that my hands had done, and the toil I had expended in doing it, and behold, all was vanity and a striving after wind, and there was nothing to be gained under the sun." When you feel like you're not important, like nothing you do really matters, this destroys your motivation to do anything at all. It leads to laziness. This is what we call apathy. Apathy is a loss of fundamental hope that personal happiness or fulfillment is possible. Or, if we put it another way, apathy is when we lose faith in our ability to achieve our goals. And so for followers of Christ, apathy is very much connected with the strength of our faith. And if you're like me, you've found yourself in this deep, dark place at different times in your life. It's not a nice place to be in. It goes hand in hand with depression. It can be caused by different things. Maybe negative thoughts about you and your prospects have made you afraid to act because you're afraid of failure. Maybe because of recent failures on your part. Or maybe something's happened to you or to somebody you love. Or on a global scale, maybe the things that are happening in the world just really depress you. And it makes you feel like you're never going to make a difference. You feel powerless. Or sometimes we just become burnt out and resign ourselves to a lifetime of tedium. If you've ever felt this way before, don't worry. There's an answer. And it's hidden in that very same book, that book Ecclesiastes, all about the preacher's struggle with apathy. And it's in verse 11 of Ecclesiastes chapter 3. In the first 10 verses of Ecclesiastes chapter 3, The preacher talks about how God has made everything and put it in its proper place. And he says there's a time and a season for everything. And at the end of that discussion, he says this in verse 11. He says, God has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity into man's heart, yet so that he cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. That Hebrew word for eternity is the word olam. And the word can mean different things. For example, it can mean the world, or it can mean ignorance. But eternity is by far the most common translation, and it fits the context best in this verse. The preacher says that God has put eternity into our hearts. And if you think about it, you'll realize this is true. And you might realize, too, where our apathy can come from. Inside of us, God has put this deeper yearning for something eternal, something that lasts forever. And that's why sometimes you'll hear people that don't believe in God, you'll hear atheists say things like, there must be something more to life than this. And this yearning for something greater is another thing that separates us from the animals, that makes human beings special. We have a capacity and a desire for eternal things. There is some subconscious part of us that realizes, whether we acknowledge it or not, that there's got to be more to life than this. And the preacher's exhaustive research had uncovered that nothing in this earthly realm can satisfy the human heart, intellectually or practically. And the very nature of our state, this yearning for something greater, for something eternal, can defeat us. As we yearn for that greater thing, but we're stuck in this current reality where everything passes away and nothing seems to matter. This is what we call apathy. But we, you and I, followers of Jesus, are so fortunate because we've been given the key to defeat it. The Apostle Paul wrote this in Romans chapter 8, verses 18 to 25. He said, I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to corruption and obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. And if you carefully consider that passage, you'll see that the Apostle Paul was revealing the secret to why the world seems to be full of emptiness. It was intentional. God made everything to pass away so that we would yearn for a time when things would be different, for a time when everything would be eternal, for a time when things would be better. And he said that all of creation yearns for this, both human beings and as if all of the rest of creation, the world and all of life upon it, is just waiting for that moment. He compares it to the pains of childbirth in Romans chapter 8 and verse 22. Waiting for the kingdom, he says, is like a woman who's in labor. And the pain is so intense, she thinks it can't get any worse, and it gets worse. And it gets worse, and every second feels like a minute, and every minute feels like an hour. And she thinks it's never going to stop. It stretches on and on and on until the moment when the baby is born. And it's like nothing she's ever experienced before. And if you were to ask her in that moment, would you do it all again? Would you go through all of the pain for all of that time, for this, she'd say, in a heartbeat, every second of it was worth it. Because the kingdom is like nothing that we can imagine. It's beyond our frame of reference, and we yearn for it every day. And sometimes our powerlessness in this life frustrates us. But we have a hope ahead of us that motivates us to go on. In 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 58, the Apostle Paul writes, "My beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain." It's not in vain. We of all people are so fortunate because God has given us something to do in this lifetime that truly matters. We can build for something that will last forever. If our destiny is here on this earth and the kingdom that God will establish, then what we do here now matters. Every act of love, of gratitude, of kindness, every work of art or music inspired by the love of God, every act of care, nurture, comfort, and support for our fellow human beings, every deed that spreads the gospel, that builds up the believers, that embraces holiness rather than corruption, that honors God and imitates Jesus, will find its way into the new creation. And surely with a task like that ahead of us, we have no more time for apathy. Thanks for listening. Please join us again next Monday for another episode on the Magnify Him Together podcast.